Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Today many things happen, and all I can tell you is the same thing. Poor human being. Wallahi, poor human being. I was watching the news in the morning, and I saw million and million of refugees from Iraq. They begging to go back to their home, which is already demolished. Same thing in Syria. And I remember how many people keep decorating, and die, or now how many people have decorated their house and the garden and the date tree. And you add in that, if you study Iraq and Taib, one of the most biggest reservoir of oil in the future is Iraq, not explored yet, meaning supposed to be one of the most richest country in earth. Because the population is low. And look what happened. They have no place to live. They have no food. They have no shelter. They have no any sanitation. They're running for water. Subhanallah. Two river full of oil, gas, date tree. And they have no food and no shelter and no peace and no future and nothing. Poor human being. And we're still thinking about dunya. And we do not think about Akhirah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is coming, the most beloved day to Allah. Show Allah the best of you in these days. Please, my dear brother and sister in Islam, do your best and sacrifice. We are in a season of sacrifice. Big difference between giving and sacrifice. Please, we are underfunded for the campaign of the Eid and this Eid al-Adha. And please sponsor a kit. Every kit is 2,500 rupee. Okay? And if you want to be a part of any Udhaya, you can let us know, but at least, okay? We need 500 rupee cash for every poor family. There's nothing. 500 rupee cash for every family is nothing. But we are estimated approximately 1,000 family. This make us around 4 lakh. And we have another 1,000 family times 2,500 rubi. This will cost around 17, 18 lakh. Please, I need your help. And actually, you need to help yourself and your family. Show Allah the best of you in this most beautiful days, beloved to Allah. And we coming in the season of sacrifice. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Like one scholar when I was young, he said, Subhanallah, we sacrifice Akhirah for the dunya. And the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they sacrifice dunya for Akhirah. Imagine, and we leaving. Wallahi, none of us is staying. We leaving. Hurry and do whatever you can. Wallahi, today you can, tomorrow you cannot. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our heart and make us united to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do the best in this most blessing, beloved days to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can go and read all the hadith about the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And the 9 of Dhul Hijjah will be the Waqfat Arafat, which Allah will forgive us, the one who fasting, forgive us the year before and the year after. May Allah make us among those. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Show Allah the best of you in the most beloved days to Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.